I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 25th. Well, the next phase of rebuilding a seawall on Howes Neck in Quincy is getting underway. The permitting process is beginning for the Manet Avenue portion of the project, which involves rebuilding about 4,000 linear feet of seawall along Manet Avenue, Babcock Street, Brinsley Street, Bayswater Road, and Parkhurst Street. Seawall will be 13 feet high with the possibility of being raised higher if needed to protect against flooding from coastal storms and sea level rise. The project involves removing the existing seawalls and stones and also 8 sets of stairs, drains, and reconstructing the existing boat ramp at Perry Beach. Now, public comments are being accepted until April 10th as the city works with the state to obtain the necessary permits. Project is a continuation of Phase 1, which involved a new seawall at the intersection of C and Babcock Streets known as the Willows. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is issuing a warning about the latest scam. Officials say they've been getting calls from people who've been contacted by somebody claiming to be from the Sheriff's Office and claiming that that person has outstanding PPP loans that are past due. The Federal Paycheck Protection Program ended in May of 2021. It was a Small Business Administration program to help businesses during the pandemic. Now, these fake callers tell the victim that they need to pay a surety bond because they missed a court hearing. The scammers even send an official-looking but fake document to back up their bogus claims. The sheriff's office says they do not make such calls, and neither do police departments. Anyone receiving such a call should ignore it and never send any money. So far, the sheriff's office says nobody has lost any money in this latest scam. Marshfield police are searching for an 8-year-old boy who went missing last night. Police say Callahan Pierce was last seen on Moraine Street at about 7 p.m. in a black Marshfield sweatshirt, black sweatpants, and carrying a black backpack. Sources said Pierce ran out of the house on his own while he was being watched by a babysitter. Sources said the concern is that he was not wearing a jacket at the time, and temperatures were near freezing. There is a body of water behind the house, and rescuers said they're trying to find him quickly to ensure his safety. A public safety alert went out to phones in the area, informing residents of the ongoing search. Officers from Ashland and Plymouth have responded, and the Quincy Police Canine Unit is also on scene assisting with the search. Drones were seen in the sky assisting in the search, as well as a helicopter equipped with infrared technology. Anybody with information is asked to contact Marshfield Police. Well, it's full steam ahead for Foxborough and Greater Boston as officials and businesses prepare for a preview of what's to come ahead of the World Cup. Gillette Stadium is set to host tens of thousands of fans tomorrow afternoon for an international soccer friendly between Brazil and France, offering a test run for logistics, transportation, and public safety planning. At a joint hearing of the House and Senate Ways and Means Committee, Massachusetts public safety officials told lawmakers that they're ready, with $46 million in federal funding now secured to support an increased law enforcement presence through the World Cup. The city of Quincy is receiving almost $634,000 in grant money to support World Cup operations. Transportation will also play a key role, with the MBTA preparing to move thousands of fans to and from the stadium. Officials say tomorrow's match will serve as a test run for World Cup operations, when up to 20,000 riders are expected to use event trains for every game. The T will run 4 dedicated event trains from South Station to Foxborough, with thousands of $30 round-trip tickets already selling on the M-Ticket app. Officials are urging fans to take public transit, pointing to the price of parking and likely traffic congestion through Foxborough and on Route 1. Running her first marathon will be a major milestone for 20-year-old Quincy native and Boston College sophomore Grace Conley. But setting a personal record is not really why she's running the Boston Marathon. Her two biggest reasons are her parents, Brian and Jill. Her mother was diagnosed with a rare form of blood cancer known as multiple myeloma in 2012. And her father was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma 4 years ago. Grace's parents are both patients at Dana-Farber, so she knows that the money she raises from her run will make a big impact through the Jimmy Fund. 100% of the funds raised by the Dana-Farber Marathon Challenge team supports the Claudia Adams Barr Program, an innovative basic cancer research center at Dana-Farber. Last week, 8th graders from Quincy Public Schools participated in hands-on CPR training through the Matters of the Heart initiative. The sessions were led by certified instructors from Brewster Ambulance and provided students with essential life-saving skills, including how to respond to choking emergencies and how to use an automated external defibrillator, an AED. The program emphasizes both CPR training and the importance of early intervention during cardiac emergencies. Throughout the week, educators worked alongside students to build the knowledge, confidence, and readiness needed to take action when it matters most. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 84 points. The NASDAQ lost 184, and the S&P fell 24. The dollar was up, the euro was down, and oil is down to $96 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lost to the Maple Leafs 4-2 last night. They head to Buffalo tonight for a game with the Sabres at 7:30. Celtics are home tonight at 7:30 against the Thunder. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees, cloudy tonight, and a low about 40. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, then some afternoon sun, and a high of 64 degrees. Showers around on Friday, a high of 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler with a high Saturday, 38. The marine forecast calling for 1 to 2 foot waves. West winds at 10 to 15 become southerly, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 5:35 p.m. Sunrise, 6:38, sets at 7:02. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Wednesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 25th.